This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Germany says prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany in a coma after falling ill on a flight from suspected poisoning. He's in intensive care in a Berlin hospital. A German government spokesman said Wednesday blood sample tests produced, quote, unequivocal evidence, end quote, that Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. European leaders searched for the strongest possible terms to denounce the attack, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it, quote, outrageous, and French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian saying it was, quote, shocking and irresponsible. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign says the presidential candidate will travel to the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Thursday. His visit will come 2 days after President Donald Trump toured the damage left behind by civil unrest in the city of Kenosha. Demonstrations erupted in the city after a white police officer shot a black man 7 times in the back. Trump visited Kenosha Tuesday, where he accused Democrats of fostering the sometimes violent protests over racial injustice and police brutality that have rocked the nation for months after the death of George Floyd in police custody in another Midwestern state, Minnesota. The president is trying to make his campaign a referendum on law and order. Meanwhile, Biden's campaign plans to hammer President Trump during a speech Wednesday for failing to help the nation's schools reopen safely during the coronavirus pandemic. Biden is also trying to keep the spotlight on the Republican incumbent's handling of the outbreak and the nation's overall security. This is VOA News.